Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is a mixtape in the loop. Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a thirsty Thursday. Happy thirsty Thursday to everyone out there. Salute to the afternoon drive with Ron and Clint. They'll be out there in Baytown. In Baytown.
Yep.
Hold on.
The Dirty Bay.
Hold on. They not the only ones who'll be in Baytown. Mm-hmm.
I'll be out there too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm gonna make my way out there.
Go out, see some Figgy Fig.
I'm gonna make that hike because I think it's worth the drive. So salute to them. They'll be coming up in a minute. Also, Nick Cayley, you'll be hearing from Nick Cayley coming up pretty soon too. Yeah. So we might have to bail out of this joint. But should all drive-throughs have this policy when it comes to line cutters? Before I get to it, have y'all ever went through a line cutter at a drive-through? I never went through that. I didn't know that was the thing.
What is it?
Somebody, if you in the drive-through line and somebody make their way and cut and,
in their car,
yeah,
yeah. See, I ain't never been through a drive-through line where they've left enough room for such
that
time.
That ain't happening. Yeah,
yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah,
but apparently, it's a Cali girl who was in In-N-Out. Of course, it wasn't Whataburger. It was an In-N-Out line.
You do that in the Whataburger line, you liable to get
yeah.
Things
yeah.
are gonna happen.
Yeah. So apparently she was in the In-N-Out line over in Hollywood somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and somebody, I guess, made a little shortcut and just cut everybody. And
dude, that's dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is what happened. I guess In-N-Out has some type of little, I don't know if it's an official policy, but maybe it's something they do at that one,
mm-hmm.
where they going to teach the person a lesson for cutting line. And this was her story kind of explaining what happened.
I'm waiting in line, and it's the one on Sunset in Hollywood. There's the driveway, and then there's the side street that goes into the driveway. Everybody's waiting in line on this side street. There's so many cars in line. This silver Toyota cuts everybody right at the corner of the side street in the driveway. The staff still takes their order and everything. I'm pissed off. Like, that guy just cut everybody. There's no way. So when it was my turn to order, I placed my order, and then I was like, by the way, like, that silver Toyota cut everybody in line. Like, did you see that? And he's like, oh yeah, I saw them do that. Like, they put like a home run note is what he called it, which basically means that they're going to take his order, but they'll tell him to pull out, put his blinkers on in the front, and then they're just going to take way longer to make his order, as if he were to wait in line anyways. He's going to be waiting here in the front for like an extra 30, 40 minutes just because he cut everybody in line.
Love it.
I have no issue
Love
with
it.
I don't have issues with it. I did. It
However,
make me think, how many times do they tell you to pull forward and it's just some innocuous thing that you ain't know was going on? Like, I don't think that people are typically doing that because, look, they just trying to get their jobs done like we all are for the mm-hmm. most part. But I'm like, could I have possibly offended somebody? Where they're like,
oh, you think like they're home running you? They're home running
you? Know what I mean? It's like, oh, you ordered the wrong thing, big fella.
I think he cut. He doesn't look right.
Yeah. Oh, breakfast is about to end. You want to order breakfast at 10:59?
Pull
all right,
up.
Go ahead and pull four for me, friend. Yeah. Go ahead and pull four for me.
There is that. Yeah, you could just, maybe it's just a little vengeful little thing that people do in these.
Yeah, days. I thought it was perfect. Like I said, I never experienced anybody cutting in line of a like a drive through or anything mm-hmm. like that. Maybe Cali be getting down like that.
Yeah,
but I thought it was perfect, man.
Let's do it.
And that would definitely teach me not to cut line at all.
And like, then you have to go in there and say, hey, you know, I ordered it. Yeah, we know.
It's no, I don't think they do it like that. I think, well, maybe. There's one of two ways. Either they're like, well, maybe you should consider not cutting. Yeah. Like, maybe you get the point across, or maybe you don't. Maybe you just get out here and you're like, let me see where that is.
Yeah, it's coming right up.
The best thing. Oh, it's coming up in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go on. Up. You can go on back to the car.
Yeah, we'll bring it to you.
Yep. 20 minutes pass. I thought that was perfect, man. Yeah. I thought that was a perfect little hack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, apparently, according to Tiffany on the YouTube page, people cut in line at In-N-Out all the time. All right, well, that's an In-N-Out problem. I feel like you need to design this in such a way where people can't cut like this all the time.
Yeah, huh? I know it get kind of confusing, especially at like a McDonald's or a Chick-fil-A where they got the multiple lines and you get your order. And then the other person just rushed through, you wondering like, am I going to throw everything off? Like I technically got my order in first.
Yeah.
And the other person just kind of ran right in front of me. That's the only time I experienced anything like that. But I never experienced anybody just cutting everybody in line in the drive thru.
Now, I do this, and I don't think it's out of turn. I don't think it's a bad
move. All
right, let's go. Let's get ready to home run them. Home run them.
Okay, so tell me if you do this, listeners and friends and Figgy and Reggie. When I go to CVS to get my prescriptions, a lot of times.
Oh, God. Are you the one that kind of hang out in both lines?
Smack in the middle.
Oh, you are a jackass. Jerk,
now.
What?
You are a jackass.
Smack
man.
In the middle. Now, if a car pulls up behind me, I do pick a lane. It's usually like if there's nobody behind me,
I can't believe you do that.
What's wrong with that if there's nobody behind me? Now, if somebody comes up behind me, I just got to, you know, pick a side, you know.
So what's the difference then?
Because you got to time it so you can get the one that's done first.
Have you ever went through a situation where you picked the wrong side?
Oh, all the time. It seems like just, every time.
And that's just, you just live with that, man. Yeah, like you made like a choice in life and you just got to live with it.
Yeah.
That's in fact, that's how you learn about
See,
life.
I think it's a smart move.
Yeah, I would give you credit.
Oh, yeah, we haven't filled your prescription yet. Give us a second.
Pull on up. Yeah. Oh, it ain't ready yet. Yeah. It'd be ready in 2 hours. So you ain't
What are the places that people might be home running you that you never thought about? You might never thought about the pharmacy.
It might be. You walk in.
Hand to God, if somebody pulls up behind me, I do just have to pick.
Okay, that makes sense.
Then the game comes in like, okay, which one? He reached, but she's still got her window open, and you're kind of trying to figure it out.
Hey, I tell you a place where I know they home run you. It's probably Wingstop, considering the way that you...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Considering the way that they've been treating you, Fig.
And see, that's exactly why when somebody say, oh, no, we're not... I'm like, all right, y'all got it.
You all got it.
I don't want no problems, man. I don't know what y'all doing, but I don't want no problems.
Mm-hmm. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. We are waiting for Nick Caley to step up to the plate and talk about this offense that's been going on.
Please.
And before we get to that, though, it's National Cheeseburger Day.
For real?
Let's go.
It is. And,
I know what I'm going to ruin my workout with.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so I actually have a list of the strangest, I guess, cheeseburgers. The cheeseburger toppings that somehow work. Somebody came up with a list.
There better not be no fish answers on here. Gross. I knew it.
I don't think it's no fish answers, okay, but it's some crazy answers. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go through this list and let me know if it's like, that actually sound all right. Peanut butter.
Gross. No.
Get the bleep out.
Somebody
of
said, don't knock it till you try it.
No. So I will not try it.
How about the burgers with the glazed donut for the bun?
I've tried that once because it was kind of a trendy thing.
You tried
thing.
That?
I tried it, and it's not good.
Really?
Because remember, there was a big thing. People, hey. This,
no, it is.
A restaurant around here did it. I don't know, but yeah, not good.
Hell, they probably added that Daikin Park at one point.
I did try it, though.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
What about the refried beans, guacamole, and pico de...
baby. The macho burger at Chris Madrid's in San Antonio, one of the best burgers you will ever have. The macho nacho, I think is what they call it, you will ever have in your life.
Mm. See, you can get me with the avocado or the guacamole.
The
you
beans
can get me
are
with
awesome.
I can't do refried beans on my burger. Bro.
Macho nacho, if you're on your way to San Antonio for some reason, Chris Madrid's, thank me later.
Yeah, I think that's a no for me. What about pineapples fused into the burger with cheese?
No.
Yeah, even I'm like a pineapple on pizza guy. I don't know if I'm putting a pineapple on a burger.
No.
It just feels like the wrong. Ooh,
they don't go together.
The more I think about it.
I don't think none of this stuff goes together, by the way.
You might be able to get me there, but it's hard, man.
Y'all have all both had to have heard of a bean burger. Burger with beans and cheese.
I've heard of a vegan type of burger.
Not the patty. It's like the burger patty with the beans. The macho nacho.
I've never heard of that. I've never seen that.
It's one of my favorite all time.
What about peanut sauce and pickled ginger on the burger?
That's so far out of the realm of what my mind is thinking. I would actually try that just to see. I don't know that it works. I'll give it a try.
These are stuff that people actually put on burgers too. So it ain't just like a crazy make up something. Green olives.
I don't mind green olives. I've had that. It's not a go to. It kind of goes together. It's in the pickle family. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What about a slice of fried bologna?
I don't think I've tried that, but you got my interest.
Yeah, I was like,
I love bologna.
I would be open to trying that, but yeah, no. I'm
yeah,
not.
Fried it makes it a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about just regular bologna, but fried bologna that might come out a little different.
Yeah.
Somebody had fried mac and cheese instead of normal cheese.
That one, yep.
Mm-hmm.
I've done mac and cheese on a burger.
That actually sound pretty good.
The mac and cheese on a burger, I will do that. If I see mac and cheese on a burger on the menu, my fat self will get it. Like the fat boy within me is like, yeah, I need that.
Yeah, somebody said banana.
Oh,
that's a hell no.
The texture is just crazy on
that. Yeah, nah, that's a hell no for me. Cold cheese, especially deli American.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I've been to barbecues where you grill the burger and then you just put some cold cheese on there.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I was totally fine with it. Somebody said marshmallow fluff and chili sauce.
Now, chili sauce, just take away the marshmallow fluff. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a sloppy Joe to me. A little bit. What about a slice of ham?
Yep.
Very popular.
In there.
Yeah, very popular. Okay,
I mean, we're not far away from bacon at that point.
Yeah.
And we have people weighing in that pineapple on a burger is actually amazing.
I don't know. You're going to have to talk me into trying that.
Yeah, I got to see what it looked like.
Put it on the docket. We got to find out Nick Caserio's middle name. What was the other thing that we were supposed to add today? I already forgot. But we need to get pineapple burgers now as well. Our list is getting long.
We're getting you guys a Macho Nacho or some semblance. It's the best burger you
what's
have.
What's a place in Houston that have that?
I'm trying to think. I think Christian's might have
Christian's
one.
Christian's Tailgate?
Might have one, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, okay. I'll try. And the last one on here, I know y'all ain't going to like this. Somebody used to put gummy bears.
No, thank you.
On the yeah. Right, that don't even make sense.
Going to have to pass on that.
Look, that is a great way to just, we can skip the diabetes test. I know what we were doing was right in that instant. Like, hey, we can put you on insulin immediately.
Yeah, hell, that damn, the glazed donut for a bun was calling diabetes name right there.
Would you be surprised at all if I tell you that I judge every single person that eats that jerk?
I had to try it. So judgment. Judge me.
Yeah, that's a social media food to me, man. Mm-hmm.
Judgment.
It was definitely that.
Yeah. All right, as we continue to wait on Nick Cayley, I think he probably taking a little longer than usual, but in the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, I ran across this, and Lopez, I'm not trying to offend you or anything. Mm-hmm. I know you're a little older. Are you considered a senior citizen?
No, not yet.
Is it?
Yet.
What's the age, 65?
Well, AARP is 50 or 55?
That's not senior citizen
is over 65.
Over 65, okay. Yeah.
At what age do you get to walk in any restaurant and expect a discount? 65, right?
65 you can expect. It,
okay.
Yeah, okay. So apparently senior citizens want to cancel the word senior because it sounds old.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it sounds old. So
is that the end of the sentence?
Well,
so apparently younger senior citizens are supposedly trying to cancel that word senior because it sounds old.
What you mean and younger be, senior citizens?
I guess people Lopez age. So some people that's a little younger than a senior citizen.
Oh, they want
so,
to.
Yeah.
It's like you're giving yourself your own grandma name. You want to be
that's,
called something
that's
else?
Where I was kind of getting that with it. So they don't want to be reminded that they're old and they rather prefer Generation Jones.
What?
Generation Jones.
What does that even mean?
Generation Jones.
I have no idea. I thought you was the senior citizen, so I thought you was going to relate to this one a little bit.
I'm not dumb. So I mean... This is very much in the same vein as the ladies who, and it's more largely ladies, sorry, I don't mean to offend you, who give themselves their own grandma name.
Somebody said canceling a word is the ultimate senior citizen take.
That's true.
My thing about it is like this falls in line, and we've been talking about this off the air. Yeah. This falls in line with like, well, we're taking away those wins from your college football season. It's like,
yeah,
we still know what it is.
Yeah.
You can take the Heisman Trophy away from Reggie Bush. We still going to call him the Heisman winner. Yeah.
Or remember the, let's not call this the master bedroom.
Yeah.
That's
a big thing.
Yeah. I will call it a primary bedroom. It actually makes more sense in my brain. It's like, this is the primary one. But hey, man, this is not a senior citizen. No. I know, in my head, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Right. If you want to call it the Jones generation, whatever, in my head, I'm still going to hear old. So I get what you're trying to do.
I'm going to quote the great John Lopez. Okay, cowboy.
Right.
Like, okay, you ain't a senior citizen. Yes. All right.
Yeah. Mama called you senior citizen. I'm going to call you
exactly.
a senior citizen.
Exactly.
That's how we quote there. All right, a little bit of Figgy's mixtape here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. Coming up next, we should be hearing from Nick Cayley, the coordinator of this offense. I really want to hear this. Let's do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.